KPFT Local News at 4 starts now.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to KPFT Local News at 4 p.m. Today is Thursday, December the 12th, 2013. Thank you for joining us. I'm Marlo Blue, and in the news this afternoon, a team of researchers led by Sam Houston State University identified a number of areas of improvement in a national database of forensic ballistics evidence used to link guns to violent crimes. The report, just released by the National Institute of Justice, has already led to improvements in the system called the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, or NIBIN, which is operated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Joining us now live by phone to discuss the study and what its findings will mean is Sam Houston State University Criminal Justice Professor, Mr. Bill King. Mr. King, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Marla.
Well, what is the significance of this study's findings?
They're twofold. They provide a lot of background information on how criminal investigators, police officers, use information from forensic databases, in this case NIBIN, but also analogously DNA databases like CODIS and fingerprint databases like APHIS. This is the first comprehensive study to interview investigators to see how they use this information during their investigations.
Well, I can tell you, you're already talking words I have no idea about. Analogous information, APHIS, you're just so above my head, I don't know how to do it. So let me get you to break this down a little bit easier for me. How will this impact the nationwide database that allows for the comparison of ballistics evidence in criminal cases?
It should improve the database. This is a database populated. It is made up of images of bullets and cartridge cases that have been fired by guns that were used in crimes and only in crimes. The database is scattered among 150 crime labs at local police departments and forensic agencies. Mm-hmm. And the program is overseen by ATF, but it's basically run by local agencies. Our report outlines a bunch of modifications to the program that should improve its performance.
That's fascinating, I have to say. Well, what is the significance of the findings that criminal investigators rarely use the ballistic reports to link weapons used in multiple crimes because they were delivered after the investigation had already concluded?
At first blush, it's a disappointing finding, right?
Yeah.
It certainly isn't what we see on TV where investigators immediately get the report and arrest the bad guy. The good news is we can improve the system, and this is Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, their network. They're already moved to increase the timeliness at which local labs produce these hit reports and provide them to criminal investigators. So I'm hopeful this is going to lead to, a higher arrest rates of people who use guns in violent crime.
What is the general lag time for a hit report right now?
Of the 19 NIBIN sites we were able to study intensively, it took on average 101 days to identify a hit after the second crime had been committed, and that's far too long.
Yeah. Tell us about the findings as it relates to labs here in Houston. We have always heard a lot about our police crime lab here. How will that relate to us here in Houston?
The good news is for residents in the city of Houston is that the Houston Police Crime Lab has an excellent firearms a very good firearms section within the crime lab. They're viewed by many as being a model NIBIN site. In some cases, they're very, very proficient at fast tracking some cases and producing hits very quickly. And historically, they've been one of the fastest NIBIN sites in the country, going back to 1997.
Oh. Well, now you say there already has been some improvements to the system, and we're very happy to hear about that. Can you briefly list maybe three recommendations that came about as a result of the study's findings?
Yes, one is a big picture where ATF, as they try to help local agencies use this database, they've been kind of hamstrung by an inability to measure the performance of the system. ATF wasn't really aware of these lag times at local labs, and so our report is useful because it's demonstrated to ATF that some labs are fairly quick and some labs are relatively slow. And also it provides guidance for ATF on how they can begin to measure these performance metrics. So it's useful overall across the nation for that. Second recommendation is some improving some training at the local level to get more resources and get local examiners to focus on providing hit reports more quickly so that investigators can use them in a more timely manner. And then one of the third recommendations is using the information that NIBIN produces at a strategic level. And that is targeting violent, mainly violent street gangs who use guns and share guns and trade guns with one another to target those groups.
Is that going to be the main strategic tool to help identify and combat gun crime activities by organized crime groups, do you think?
It will be one of them, and it's one of the areas where this NIBIN database is I think could be most influential is targeting violent groups that use guns to commit crime.
And again, to our listeners, we are talking about the NIBIN system, and that's the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're so very glad that you're here. Where can our listeners go to read more about this study?
The study and an executive the executive summary of the study, which is a delightful, I think 10 pages long, actually 8, that can be located at NIJ's website, and that's the National Institute of Justice.
Uh-huh, and that's .org. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today?
No, ma'am, that's good.
Mr. King, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Marlo. Appreciate it.
All right. We've been speaking with Sam Houston State University criminal justice professor, Mr. Bill King.